The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Being assigned to do a reflection for today's celebration of the Annunciation found me asking myself, what could I say about this day that hasn't already been said before? There's one line about the Annunciation I'm guilty of repeating, so I'll do it again. Art historians tell us the Annunciation might be the most depicted image in Western art aside from the Nativity. It's also been a good inspiration for composers. Hoping to find something new, I thought there might be something with the origin of the word Annunciation. I found out it comes from the Latin nuncius, meaning messenger. So at least today I learned where we get the ecclesial term nuncio, as in papal nuncio. The Annunciation's placement on the liturgical calendar 9 months before Christmas makes for great poetry and good biology. Some writings of the early church seek to combine the Annunciation, Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter into one celebration. Indeed, here we are observing this solemnity just a few days away from Holy Week. Perhaps those of us who are entrusted with shaping or assisting at our parish's Holy Week liturgies could consider this forced yoking of images. We are both artists and messengers, poet and prophet. We are privileged to tell the story, to announce the good news. The visual depictions of the Annunciation and the musical settings of the Ave Maria will never be exhausted. In a similar way, let us hope that through our competency and creativity, we too might continually find new ways to tell and sing the stories of our faith, knowing and hoping they will be heard anew. May the passion we have for sharing the message of Christ with our parishioners this Holy Week and every week never be exhausted.